欢迎收听由劳动部劳动力发展署委托制播的菲律宾 Tagalog 语节目及广告，宾至如归，飞向马尼拉。
Ang programang Feel at Home ka dito ay handog ng Ministry of Labor, Workforce Development Agency at binuo ng Taiwan Broadcasting Company. 宾至如归，飞向马尼拉。Manila sa Taiwan, Feel at Home ka!
Mga kababayan, magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. Ang pinapakinggan ho natin programa ngayon ay Feel at Home ka dito. Ako po si Kaibigan Jay. Nakaraan ng isang linggo, meron tayong mga panahon na talagang napakalamig ang panahon. Especially dun sa mga may bandang bundok na mga kababayan natin na nakatira. Siguradong feel na feel nyo na might be lumabas na yung snow sa paligid ninyo. Kasi nga, nung nakaraan panahon, ang temperature natin ay bumaba ng halos parang 7 or 8 degrees sa city. So you can imagine kung tayo ay nasa bundok, baka naging 0 degrees na nga ho yun. Alam natin, pag 0 degrees nga lumabas, lalabas na ang snow. Pero ang snow daw, hindi daw basta-basta pag 0 degrees, meron magkakaroon na. Siguradong kailangan enough din yung tubig, yung humid na panahon, saka lang talaga lalabas ang snow. At itong panahon na to, tamang-tama, sa Taiwan ay bakasyon na. So talagang mapapansin nyo, napakadaming tao sa labas, hindi sa labas ng bahay ninyo. Doon sa mga tourist spot na maraming mga turista, talagang punong-puno ng tao. Pero alam nyo ba kung halimbawa napakalamig ang panahon, paano nyo ba poprotektahan ang sarili natin? So meron ditong how to keep warm in winter. 6 parts of the body to protect. Neck. Wear a scarf to keep warm and avoid direct wind. Shoulders. Ensure the shoulders are covered to keep warm. Back. Wear a vest or cloak to keep warmer. Belly button. Wear clothes that keep the belly button warm. And knees. Keep the knees covered with clothes or a blanket. Soles of the feet. Wear warm socks and soak your feet before bedtime. Keeping warm involves more than just wearing a lot of clothes. It is also important to make sure the right parts of the body are covered. This winter, take care of yourself by making sure these 6 key areas are properly wrapped up. Kaya narinig yun na mga kababayan, iingatan natin na 6 na parte ng katawan natin. So, isang una doon nga yung ating leeg. Mapapansin mo kung tayo ay merong scarf na nakabalabal sa leeg natin, hindi na tayo masyadong malalamigan. So, ang laking pagkakaiba yun, no, kung halimbawa nakalabas nga yung leeg natin sa winter. And then yung ating shoulder, kailangan din ay merong kayong mga vest kung talagang nalalamigan kayo. Tapos yung likod din natin, yun nga, advice na meron tayong vest na pwede natin suotin. At sa gabi, yung ating belly button, yung pusod natin, dapat cover din natin ng blanket. Alam nyo, pag halimbawa kayo natutulog, mabuti na nakakovered nga yung ating pusod dahil papasukan ng hangin. Since nung bata pa si Kaibigan Jay, yun ang tinuturo ng father ko na dapat laging nakakover ang ating tiyan para hindi pasukan ng hangin at malamigan. Kung halimbawa talagang malamig na malamig, kung kayo matutulog, pwede rin kayo mag-wear ng medyas para hindi kayo malamigan. So, ingatan nyo lang yung 6 na parte na yun para maging enough yung warm ng katawan natin. Alam nyo, especially sa mga may edad na, itong winter na ito ay napakadaling magkaroon ng stroke kasi yung mga katawan natin biglang hihigpit yung mga pore ng katawan natin. So, bali yung mga cells natin sa labas ng skin nga natin, dahil sa lamig, sarado. Pag nagsarado ang mga cells natin, yung ating vessel, tataas ang pressure. Pag tumaas ang pressure, kung halimbawa fragile na yung ating vessel, puputok siya. Yun na yung tinatawag na stroke. Kaya alam niyo na ngayon, especially dun sa malamig na panahon, kung meron kayong mga kakilalang matanda or inaalagaan nyo nga matanda, iingatan nyo ho yung kanilang suot. Kailangan warm lagi ang kanilang katawan. Kung kayo sila maliligo, kailangan yung CR, dapat initin nyo muna para pag halimbawa pagtanggal ng mga damit ho nila, hindi sila kagad malalamigan. At pagkatapos nila maligo, dapat yung kanilang kwarto ay mainit din. So, better or suggest namin na dapat meron din kayong heater na ka-prepare pag sila ay lumabas ng CR, hindi gaano kalamig ang temperature. Kasi yun ang pinaka-easily na ma-stroke ko. Bukod dito, meron pa kaming mga i-announce tungkol dun naman sa yung mga insurance. Alam nyo ba kung kayo ay merong mga sasakyan, maski na kotse or scooter, kayo ay pinapabayad ng tawag ay compulsory automobile liability insurance. Yan ay protektado tayo pag tayo merong ganyan insurance. At saka ano yan, mandatory, ibig sabihin must be by itong compulsory insurance na to. Alam nyo kasi, dahil nga sa medyo maraming kababayan natin na meron ng mga scooter, or maski estudyante, meron na rin atang mga scooter din, dapat tayo ay naka-prepare sa insurance natin dahil hindi natin alam kailan magkakaroon ng aksidente. Kung kayo ay merong insurance, at least makakover yung inyong medical expenses natin. At itong compulsory insurance, ang matutulungan nila kung sino yung nabanggaan yung tao. Sila ang magbabayad ng payment dito sa nasaktan or naaksidentehan. Okay ba? For more information, pwede kayo mag-search sa internet. I-type nyo sa internet itong tawag sa compulsory automobile liability insurance. Okay? At dito sa nabanggit ko nga, dito sa insurance na to, kung halimbawa talagang nagkaroon kayo ng aksidente sa sasakyan or sa scooter, mag-iingat tayo na huwag tayo biglang aalis. Kailangan hintayin natin dumating ang pulis at magkaroon tayo ng police record, bibigyan tayo ng receipt, huwag dahil sa nagmamadali ka at kailangan natin pumunta somewhere else, ganun, at tatakasan nyo na itong responsibility kasi ito ay might be magkaroon kayo ng criminal crime, ang tawag ay hit and run crime. So last week, parang nabanggit ko na rin ata itong pangyayaring to na anong bang tawag ng hit and run crime. So, ingat po tayo dahil hindi siguro natin naintindihan yung mga sinasabi ng kausap natin at dahil nga sa language barrier. Kung kailangan nyo at necessarily magkaroon ng translation dito sa conversation niyo, pwede kayo tumawag sa 1-855 humingi ng translation service. Tandaan ho ninyo, ang 1-855 hindi lang po siya consultation and complaint hotline. Pwede din siyang translation service. Kaya kung halimbawa tumawag po kayo sa 1-855, sabihin nyo kagad na kailangan nyo ng translation service at pwede po silang tumulong na mag-translate ho sa inyo. Kaya pwede nyo ibuksan yung loudspeaker ninyo, speaker ng cellphone ninyo, para ho nila makausap itong tao na nagkaroon ng aksidente at para hindi ho kayo ma-report ng hit and run crime. Okay ba? So, dito sa language barrier, nabanggit ko nga, ang 1-855 ay meron din silang ganyan services. One of their services. Kaya tuloy, kahit saan lugar at na-encounter nyo na kailangan nyo ng translation, napakadali hong mangyari itong situation na to dahil, yun nga, hindi lahat ng mga Taiwanese dito sa Taiwan na marunong mag-English. Especially kung halimbawa may edad pa siya, ay lalong mahirapan tayo dahil hindi sila marunong mag-English. Pag kailangan nyo ng translation service, tawag lang tayo sa 1-855 at yan ay 24 hours, pwede ho makatulong sa inyo. Bukod dito, sa translation service, alam nyo ang 1-855 meron pang another na pwede ho makatulong sa atin. Halimbawa, kailangan nyo ng regulations or kailangan nyo ng legal aid consultation. Although hindi nga ho sila lawyer, pero pwede ho sila magbigay sa inyo ng number ng Legal Aid Foundation. Alam nyo kasi kung yaan ay konektado na, halimbawa dun sa mga utangan natin, at nasobrahan ang pagsisingil ho sa atin o kaya meron talaga kayong mga issue dito sa pag-uutang o sa loan at kailangan din ng legal advice, pwede ho tayo tumawag sa 1-855 para makahingi ng number ng Legal Aid Foundation. O napaka-importante po yan, mga ganyan services ng 1-855. Kung halimbawa, meron kayong problema, tawag lang tayo sa 1-855. Yan ho ay 24 hours consultation and complaint hotline. Balik naman tayo dito sa aming programa. Mapapakinggan niyo ang aming programa sa AM1323 sa Taipei, AM621 sa Taoyuan, at AM1206 sa Sinju. Meron din kaming fanpage, ang tawag ay Feel at Home ka dito ni Kaibigan Jay. At ito pong programa namin ay handog sa inyo ng Ministry of Labor, Workforce Development Agency of Binunan Taiwan Broadcasting Company.
Makalipas ang mahabang panahon, tsaka mo mararamdaman ang lubos na panghihinayang. Sayang lamang dahil di na muling mahahawakan pa ang mga palad ko magmulan ng aking iyong binatawan. Binasura ang pagmamahal, hindi pinahalagahan. Nirawanan mo ko kahit na walang sapat na dahil ang binatawan ng kamay ko sa gitna ng ulan. At pinamukha mo sa akin ang di mo ko minahal. Kaya sana huwag na magbaka sakaling maibabalik ang dating pagsinta. Hindi na bali matapos mong alisin ang ibit ng pagkakataling. Babalik ka sa akin ang ubo, hindi na ma- Sakit ay mag-isa ko lang kinaya. Kaya sana huwag ka ng mga musta pa at umasang maibabalik pa tayo. Ayaw na kitang kasama.
Mga araw ay magbabalik ka rin na maaalala mo ang mga sandali na tayo magkasama, tayo magkausap magdamal hanggang umaga. Ay hindi mo ba makita, pero balang araw ay babalik ka.
Bago mo sabihin, hindi kita minahalan. Nung pruweba mo sabihin sa'kin, di ako nagulang o nagkamali. Alam mong pinaglaban ko pag-ibig natin.
Masaya ka na ba?
Masaya ka bang nasasaktan ako, baby?
Pagkasama mo siya.
Kunwari pag ako ang ara, pero pagkaligid mo ay maglalaw na lahat ng masinabi mo sa akin. Puro lamang kasitan sa lahat ng matino. Ako pa ang nagpag-repat.
Oh now, 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 babalik sa'yo ang
babalik sa'yo mga ginawa mo sa akin. Pag nangyari yun ay di na kita kayang tignan.
Balang araw ay magbabalik ka rin na maaalala mo ang mga sandali. Tangi magkakusap magdamalag ang umaga. Ay hindi mo ba makita, pero parang araw ay babalik ka.
Parang araw ay babalik ka. Pero pa'ng nangyari yun hindi na. Hindi ko na makita, hindi ko na makita. Hindi ko talaga dama dahil pinanghina mo ang aking kalooban. Iniwanan mo pinahiyan tapos inugatan. Taga lang, pagka nagbabalik. Alam mo bang tapos na ko sa pananabik. Kaya hindi na ulit magpapakasakit. Hindi ko na nanaisip ang humalik. Kaya hindi ko na kailangan pa ng yakap mo. Hindi ko na kailangan pa. Hindi na kita kailangan pa dito sa buhay ko.
Topics. Ito ang nilalaman ng mga sasabihin.
Mga kababayan, sa loob ng isang oras nating programa, ang una-una ho ninyong mapapakinggan ng policy at regulations ay
2026, Ministry of Labor introduces 4 major initiatives to address labor shortages and low wages.
Number 2,
family-based foreign workers can be voluntarily enrolled on labor insurance by employers.
Number 3, there is training for license examination. Number 4, beware of underground wire transfer scam. So itong mga aming naibabanggit sa inyong na policies at regulations ay galing po sa Ministry of Labor. Kung kayo ay gusto nyo pa malaman ng more than that, pwede ho nating bisitahin ang Ministry of Labor website mismo or pwede kayo mag-message sa aming fanpage sa Feel at Home ka dito ni Kaibigan Jay. At another sources na gusto nyo humalaman, pwede ho nyo hingi ng consultation, tawag lang po tayo sa 1-955.
Kaya stay tuned lang mga kababayan, wag ho kayo alis, pakinggan lang ho itong aming programa sa Feel at Home Ka Dito.
You receive a summons to testify in court. What do you need to know when you go to court? Welcome to this segment on witnesses in criminal litigation. Let us answer your questions. Understanding the summons. When you receive a court notice, you should start by looking at the case number, the branch in charge, the cause of action, and the names of litigants to find out why you have to testify in court. The time of arrival indicates the time the proceedings are scheduled to begin. Note the location of the proceedings, including the courtroom number, to avoid going to the wrong place on that day. So, do you have to testify if you receive a summons? Of course you do! The court puts an obligation on witnesses to testify. So if you receive a summons, you should treat it seriously. If you refuse to appear without a valid reason, the court may fine you a penalty of 30,000 NT dollars and issue a warrant for your arrest. If you have a valid reason not to appear in court, you should provide documents to support this in advance and ask for leave from the court. You should also arrange a new date to appear in court. If you are unable to appear in court due to distance or health reasons, you can apply to the relevant branch of the court to take part remotely. Preparing for court. The day you are set to appear in court arrives. If the court has agreed to remote proceedings, please refer to the Remote Court Proceedings Handbook in advance. For more information, you can scan the QR code in the top left corner. The courtroom is a solemn place, so if you do attend in person, please take care to dress appropriately to show you take your own rights seriously. On that day, remember to bring the summons, your ROC ID card, or other identification, and any documents listed on the summons. Ideally, you should register your attendance at the court early, giving yourself time to find the courtroom. Please make use of public transportation when possible. There are two ways to register your arrival at court, at the counter or the check-in kiosk. After you've registered and arrived at the appointed court, wait for the court attendant to call you in. If it's not your turn yet, you can either stay outside in the waiting area or sit in the public gallery inside your appointed courtroom and listen to the current session. If the appointed time arrives and your case hasn't been called yet, the previous case may have gone over on time. Like hospital clinics, courts hear several cases every day, so please be patient. You can check the progress of the previous case on the court's website or on the LCD monitors outside the court. After entering the courtroom, please remain silent and be respectful. Court procedures and your rights. Private recordings of sound, images, or photographs are not permitted inside the courtroom. The judge will first ask you to sit at the witness stand and then ask a few personal details to ensure you are who you say you are and then proceed to question you. They will also assess whether or not you are related to either of the litigants. If you have a valid reason for not testifying, you should explain it to the judge at this point. At trial, the judge will question witnesses separately, but in principle, you will be in the presence of the defendant. The defendant can also ask to cross-examine the witness. After explaining your duty to testify, the judge will ask you to read and sign an oath. If you refuse without a valid reason, the court can fine you 30,000 NT dollars. When you're testifying, you should tell the truth without concealing or adding anything. If you're found to have borne false witness, you'll be charged with perjury, a criminal offense. After questioning, you can request a daily allowance from the court and travel expenses. Giving testimony in court is not as difficult as you might imagine. So let's uphold justice together.
Taiwan Policy.
Susunod na babanggitin ko sa inyo, Transnational Workforce Enhancement Program to launch in 2026, Ministry of Labor introduces 4 major initiatives to address labor shortages and low wages. Premier Ko Chung Tai chaired the Executive Yuan meeting today, October 30, where the Ministry of Labor presented its report on the Transnational Workforce Enhancement Program. The MOL stated that the program aims to tackle 2 major challenges: labor shortages faced by industries and the issue of low wages among domestic workers. In response to the global trend toward fair recruitment of transnational labor, the government has formulated a comprehensive national labor policy that prioritizes domestic workers while supplementing the workforce with transnational labor. Under the 4 guiding principles: prioritizing domestic workers' rights, enhancing workforce quality, expanding employment and talent retention, and strengthening government efficiency. The MOL has planned 4 major initiatives to address both labor shortages and low wage problems through multiple approaches. Current labor challenges. The MOL noted that Taiwan is facing an aging and shrinking population, having already entered a super-age society. With the declining labor force, industries across various sectors have been reporting workforce shortages. Meanwhile, Taiwanese workers continue to experience low wage levels, particularly in the service sector, drawing public attention to both the shortage and wage issues. The policy objectives: to encourage employers to improve wages and working conditions for domestic workers and to prevent wage stagnation. The MOL will simultaneously expand the responsible recruitment and utilization of transnational labor to help industries address workforce shortages. Over the past few months, the MOL has worked closely with multiple government agencies, including the National Development Council, Ministry of Economic Affairs, Ministry of Interior, Ministry of Transportation and Communications, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and Ministry of Health and Welfare, to finalize an interministerial plan. These collaborative efforts ensure that labor supply meets industry demand without undermining domestic employment opportunities, while also strengthening government mechanisms to enhance workforce quality. The 4 major initiatives are scheduled to take effect in January 2026 and are outlined as follows. Number 1, manufacturing sector. Additional foreign worker quotas for employers who raise domestic wages. To address the manpower needs in the manufacturing sector and encourage wage increases for local workers, the MOL plans to introduce an additional quota system for foreign workers. For each full-time Taiwanese employee whose wage is raised, the employer may be granted 1 additional foreign worker quota under the existing 3K five-tier system, up to maximum of 10% of the company's total insured employees under labor insurance. Moreover, the maximum foreign worker cap for participating employers will be raised from 40% to 45% to their insured workforce. Number 2, relaxed retention limits for foreign skilled workers. The MOL plans to allow manufacturers to retain all qualified senior migrant workers who meet the criteria for conversion to foreign skilled workers. The allocation limit for skilled workers will be increased from 25% to 100%, enabling employers to retain experienced foreign workers as technical personnel. However, the combined total of migrant workers, foreign skilled workers, and foreign professionals must not exceed 50% of total employees. At the same time, requirements regarding health checks, living arrangement, and accommodation management for skilled workers will be relaxed, giving them greater autonomy and ensuring better labor rights in the diverse and inclusive society. Number 3, introduction of foreign skilled workers in the hospitality and port cargo handling sectors. The government will open opportunities for hospitality services and port cargo handling and distribution jobs to hire foreign skilled workers directly from overseas. For each full-time Taiwanese employee whose salary is increased, employers may receive one additional foreign skilled worker quota with the same 10% maximum limit based on insured domestic employees. Number 4, strengthening government efficiency. In response to the international trend toward fair recruitment, the MOL will establish a transnational workforce recruitment center and overseas offices dedicated to handling recruitment and testing matters for transnational labor, implementing direct government-to-government hiring mechanism. Additionally, direct hire service centers will be expanded, integrating bilingual human resources to enhance services related to migrant worker job transfers and to improve public service quality overall. So, dahil sa maraming mga Taiwanese workers dito sa Taiwan ay pakonti na ng pakonti dahil nga kumukonti na talaga ang mga tao nila, hindi sila nagsisianahan, kaya tuloy pakonti na ng pakonti yung mga capability nila sa Taiwan. So, ang nangyari tuloy, kailangan nila talaga kumuha ng mga foreign workers sa ibang bansa. So, itong mga binigay nilang apat na policy para ma-improve din at sana din makakuha sila ng mas maraming foreign workers na magtrabaho dito sa Taiwan. Alam nyo naman kasi ang isang country, hindi pwedeng walang mga workers na trabaho kasi paano mag-maintain ang good quality life living natin sa Taiwan kung walang nagtatrabaho sa bansa, di ba? So, ang ginawa nilang ang paraan, merong silang apat na majors na in-improve para mag-stay sila at maging good quality yung living nila sa Taiwan, especially para nga sa mga foreign workers. So, you can imagine ba nga kababayan na when you welcome nila mga foreign workers dito magtrabaho at gusto nga nila ma-maintain nila yung mga senior workers nila dito sa Taiwan. So, tignan natin kung ano yung magiging follow-up. Basta kayo lang, i-keep nyo lang yung mga updated natin, ang mga ating knowledge at yung manood kayo ng mga news regarding dito sa news sa Taiwan. Sunod na babanggitin ko sa inyo ay ito'y pinaka-latest na policy na nilabas. Kakalabas lang ito kasi para ito sa mga caretaker natin dahil alam nga natin ang mga caretaker ang ginagamit lang nila at protektado lang sa kanila yung kanilang employment contract. Pero napakatagal na panahon, yun lang ang fina-follow ng employers nila tsaka yung syempre ang mga workers natin na caretaker. Pero kulang ang kanilang protection, lalo-lalo na dun sa problema sa pahinga nila, problema sa mga holiday nila, at problema dun sa mga ibang policy. So, hindi sila kasi protektado ng Labor Standard Act. Kaya tuloy naman, kung halimbawa meron silang mga gusto i-complain, dahil hindi nga sila protektado ng Labor Standard Act, ang pina-follow lang kasi nila, yun nga yung employment contract. Ngayon, eto na, meron nang nilabas at policy ang Ministry of Labor para ito sa mga caretakers. Kaya pakinggan ho ninyo, family-based foreign workers can be voluntarily enrolled on labor insurance by employers. Tandaan ho ninyo, no? Kailangan ito ay voluntarily enrolled on labor insurance by employers. Itong mga policy na ito, siyempre kailangan pumayag ang employers natin saka lang tayo magkakaroon ng labor insurance. So, ito na. According to the Labor Insurance Act, employees in industries not covered by the provisions of paragraph 1, article 6, such as family-based foreign workers, can be voluntarily enrolled on labor insurance by their employers. The insurance premium is paid as follows. 70% by the employer, 20% by the worker, and 10% by the government. During insurance period, if an ordinary accident occurs, the worker is entitled to benefits including injury or illness, compensation, disability, death, maternity, and old age benefits. In other words, family-based foreign workers can be voluntarily enrolled on labor insurance by employers to protect them in the event of ordinary accidents when working in Taiwan. As long as the employer and worker each pay a small monthly premium, the employer is legal responsibility for foreign worker care and risk management is shared. If a worker dies as the result of an accident or suffers a serious injury or illness resulting in disability, an application can be made for benefits, which provides the worker or his or her family with the economic support and alleviates the employer's burden of care. So, items of note. Based on the current monthly salary of 20,000 NTD for family-based foreign workers, which corresponds to the level 1 insured salary of 28,590. So, ito kasi ang pinaka-basic salary sa Taiwan is 28,590. So, meron silang ganyan level na at least minimum na dapat bayaran ng employer at saka workers together. And syempre, partial na ang magbabayad yung government. Naka-base yun sa pinaka-basic na minimum level na babayaran nila monthly. So, the employer is required to pay 2,355 per month in labor insurance, including a 2,301 labor insurance premium and 54 NTD in occupational accident insurance. The foreign worker must pay 658 per month in labor insurance, which is deducted and collected by the employer and submitted to the insurer, Bureau of Labor Insurance. So, ito yung another case na pwede nilang i-explain dito sa situation ng mga workers tsaka employer. So, itong case na to ay foreign care worker Ame discovered a lump in her right breast and is diagnosed with breast cancer, resulting in her being hospitalized for 14 days and undergoing a mastectomy. On being discharged, with the help of her employer, Ame applied to the Bureau of Labor Insurance for injury illness benefits and disability benefits. After a review, a bureau approves a total of 62,422 in labor insurance benefits for Ame in calculated as follows. So the injury or illness benefits total is 5,242 from the fourth day of hospitalization until discharge day based on Ame's average daily insured salary of 953 in the 6 months prior to diagnose with a monthly salary of 20,000. The level 1 insured salary of 28,590 divide 30 days, calculated at 50% for 11 days of benefits equals 5,242. And the disability benefits is 57,180. Ame's disability met the 30th level of severity under item 7-44 of the disability benefit table. Based on her average daily insured salary of 953 in the 6 months prior to diagnosis, she received 60 days of disability benefits totaling 57,180. So, ito yung mga calculated na makukuha ni Ame nung nangyari sa kanya ay merong breast cancer at hindi na siya makapagtrabaho. So, ito yung makukuha niyang pera. Isa dun is injury or illness benefits at saka yung mga disability benefits. So, ito ay malaking tulong sa atin sa totoo lang dahil meron nga tayong makukuhang labor insurance na matatanggap kung ano man mangyari ho sa atin. Syempre, ito ay konektado din sa ating occupational injury. So, ito naman ay madadiagnose sa hospital. Kaya pag sinabi nyo ito ay related sa trabaho ninyo, kaya kayo nasugatan or ano man nangyari sa inyo dahil nga sa pag-aalaga, sa alaga natin, eh kailangan nyo ho yun sabihin sa hospital or sa doktor. Para ma-note nila ito, ay kailangan i-check ng labor insurance company. Okay ba? So, itong ating labor insurance na pwede na rin ang caregivers na mag-apply, pero syempre kailangan voluntarily by the employers. Tandaan ho natin, kasi ito ay pwede natin sabihin sa employers natin, na kung halimbawa malaking amount na magagastos natin sa hospital in the future, mabuti na na sumali sila dito sa labor insurance. I-encourage natin ang employers natin na i-insure tayo dito sa labor insurance. Okay ba?
Gagawin ang lahat, mapasayo lang ang pag-ibig na alay sa'yo. Ang awit na to ay awit ko sa'yo. Sana'y madama, magkabila man ang ating mundo. Kahit nasan ka man, hindi ka papalitan. Nag-iisa ka lang, kahit na langit ka at lupa ko ang bituin ay aking dadamhin. Pag naiisip ka, sabay kayong naniningin. Dito ay umaga at dyan ay gabi.
merong mga bagong patakaran na para dito sa driving lesson ay naglalabas sila ng mga promotion. Itong promotion na to ay there is training for license examination. Safety is visible. Kasi nga, alam nyo, meron din siyempre yung mga kababayan natin na dahil sa medyo malalayo yung kanilang dormitory sa factory nila or yung iba ay talagang capable naman or talagang mahilig sila talagang mag-rides ng scooter, bumibili sila ng mini electric two-wheel vehicle. So, itong ano na to, itong vehicle na to, syempre, bukod dito sa scooter na pinaka-favorite ng mga kababayan natin bumili, meron din syempre iba na nagda-drive naman ng kotse. At itong pagda-drive ng kotse, syempre kailangan natin pareho ng licenses, no? So, itong ating training na to ay para ito suportahin ng Taiwan government dito sa mga nagtatrain ng driver license. So, there is training for license examination. Kasi nga, ang safety is visible. So, kung halimbawa kayo ay nagda-driving, pumunta sa driving school, nagta-training, ang risk of violation is reduced ng 59%. At kung halimbawa, yun nga, meron kayong training, ang risk ng accident is reduced din ng 36%. Tapos, kung halimbawa kayo ay bukod sa driving school pumunta na mag-training, kasama pa dito yung 1.0 plus 2.0, ibig sabihin ng 1.0 at saka 2.0 is on-road training tsaka comprehensive training. Pareho yun. Kung meron din kayong mga ganyang klaseng training additional from the driving school, ang inyong risk of violation is mas re-reduce siya ng 64% at risk naman sa accidents is magiging 51%. Pero ano naman yung mga training 1.0, training 2.0 at training 3.0? Ang training 1.0 ay yung driving school training. Ito ay pwedeng tulungan ng government suportahan ng 1,300 per person. So, itong training na to ay higit na 45,000 na katao naka-receive nitong subsidies. Ayun, so ang dami na rin palang mga tao na tulungan ng government, no? Ito yung training 1.0, itong driving school training. Tapos, meron pang tinatawag na training 2.0. Ito naman ay on-road training. So, anong tawag ng on-road training? Road training after obtaining a driver's license, real traffic training for riders who already have a license but lack practical experience. Practice riding with professional instructions to enhance safety and confidence. Ito ay makaka-receive ng 1,200 per person. Ito yung on-road training. Yung on-road training na to, katulad nung naibanggit ko nga, meron na silang mga licenses, pero kasi dahil nga wala silang masyadong experience, so pwede sila makahingi ng instructor para tulungan sila na habang nasa road ka, natutulungan kanila mag-drive. Tapos, yung training 3.0 naman, ito ay comprehensive training. Anong tawag sa comprehensive training? Ito ay road training before obtaining a driver's license. For new license applicants, this full program combines driving school and on-road instruction, offering complete preparation before the license test. So, ito ay comprehensive training. Ito naman, makaka-receive kayo ng 2,500 per person. Itong 2.0 at 3.0, pwede lang kayo pumili ng isa dito para matulungan kayo ng government. At itong tulong na to ng government ay umabot na ng 6,000 na katao nationwide received subsidies. Kaya talagang ang dami na nang natulungan ng government simula ito nung 2024 pa ng December 16 until 2025 November 30. Tandaan ho ninyo, no? Itong subsidy period is 2024 nag-start December 16 until this year 2025 November 30. So malaking tulong din itong training 1.0, training 2.0 at training 3.0. Kasi nga, kung tayo ay dadaan dito sa training na to, ay malaking talagang marireduce ng risk of violation tsaka sa risk of accident kung kayo ay dumadaan dito sa driving school. at susunod ang policy na sasabihin ni Kaibigan Jay ay tungkol naman sa beware of underground wire transfer scams. Underground money transfers are risky and illegal. If you need to send money back home, please go through legal channels and use banks to transfer money. Do not trust people offering money transfers that are fast, have low or zero transaction fees, and better exchange rates than banks, or at-home cash pickup to avoid losing large amounts of money. In addition to being alert of scams, foreign workers should not attempt to scam their compatriots. According to Article 29 of the Banking Act, any person other than a bank handling foreign remittances can be sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison, plus a fine of 10 million to 200 million. Kaya dun sa mga kababayan natin na nagpa-part-time sa mga ganyang klaseng scam, na magyayaya ka lang ng tao, mag-remit sa kanila, at sinasabi nila ay mababa lang ang rate dito, or walang mga service fee. Mag-iingat ho kayo doon. Kasi sa first na 3 transactions nila, baka maipasok pa talaga nila yung mga pera na hinuhulog ho natin. Pero pagdating na ng pang-apat or 5 transactions, ay makukuha na nila kasi yung mga trust ninyo. Kaya kukunin na nila yung isang best. Pag malaki yung amount, especially malaki yung amount, kukunin na nila yung kagad. Kaya mas malaki ho yung mawawala sa atin, no? Kung halimbawa tayo ay involved dito sa mga scam. Especially dun halimbawa tayo ay involved dun sa mga money laundering, ay talagang mamumblema tayo kasi kailangan natin mag-appear sa police station, even sa korte. Kaya mag-iingat ho tayo. Kung halimbawa kayo gusto mag-remit ng pera at pauwi sa ating family, maghahanap po kayo ng mga trusted na mga shops or mga remittances. At syempre, yung mga banks na malalaki na nakikita ho natin lagi. Doon lang ho tayo pwedeng mag-transfer ng mga pera ho natin para although meron mga service fee or medyo siguro malaki din yung service fee na rate, pero at least maipapadala talaga sa ating mga family yung pera. Kaya mag-ingat ho tayo doon sa mga yayaya sa inyo na maliliit lang yung rate ng mga remittances na hindi ho nakaregister. Okay?
At panibagong announcer para sa mga kababayan ho natin, how do I apply for labor occupational accident insurance benefits? When a worker has an occupational accident or suffers an occupational illness, he or she can apply to the Bureau of Labor Insurance for Labor Occupational Accident Insurance Benefits. So there are 5 kinds of benefits that you can claim. Number 1 is medical benefits. Medical benefits cover part of the cost of seeking medical treatment as a result of an occupational accident or illness. Another one is injury or illness benefits. Injury or illness benefits serve as a salary subsidy for individuals unable to work as a result of an occupational accident or illness. Another one is disability benefits. Disability benefits can be claimed by individuals rendered disabled as a result of an occupational accident or illness. Another one is death benefits. Survivors can claim death benefits if a member of their family dies as a result of an occupational accident or illness. The last one is disappearance benefits. If an individual disappears while working, his or her family can claim disappearance benefits. For more information on individual eligibility to claim benefits and required documentation, visit the Direct Hiring Service Center website or call the toll-free hotline 0800-665-800, where assistance is available in 4 languages. So, kung kayo ay merong nagkaroon accidents while kayo ay nagtrabaho, ito ay tawag na occupational accident. Kayo ay makakakuha ng benefits from it sa labor insurance. So, basta tandaan nyo lang ho, kung kayo ay merong mga ganyang katanungan, pwede naman din kayo magtanong sa Labor Insurance Department or sa 1-855.
Tropa o babae mo?
Yan ka na naman sa paghihinala mo eh.
Di naman sa naghihinala ako.
Masaya mag-aral ng Chinese.
Masaya mag-aral ng Chinese.
Ako po si Kaibigan Jay.
Ako po si Ember.
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat.
Ember, sa tingin mo ba bagay sa akin straight o curly hair?
Siguro straight hair.
Straight hair. Eh, how about yourself? Bagay ba sa'yo straight or curly hair?
Lahat bagay kasi ang ganda ko.
Okay, mabuti yan. Merong confidence. Pero turuan din natin mga kababayan natin. Pag tayo gusto natin pumunta sa parlor dito sa Taiwan, paano sabihin sa Mandarin yun? Okay ba?
Okay.
Una-una, pupunta tayo sa parlor. Hair salon, paano sabihin sa Mandarin?
Nong to fa. Hair salon. Nong to fa. Hair salon.
Yes, usually maririnig mo sa mga ibang shops, ang nakalagay doon, may rong yun. Yun naman para sa mga babae na pwedeng pumunta doon magpa-ayos ng buhok or magpagupit, magpa-straight. Pero meron din kayong maririnig na li fa yun. Yun naman, puntahan yun ng mga lalaki na mga lalaking gusto magpagupit ng buhok. Ang tawag doon, li fa yun. Pero sa babae, may rong yun. Yun ang tawag na hair salon din dito sa Taiwan. How about the... yung sinabi mo kanina, bagay sa akin ng straight hair. Paano ba sabihin yun sa Mandarin?
Zhi to fa. Straight hair. Zhi to fa. Straight hair.
kasi siguro hindi mo pa nakikita ako naging curly hair, no?
Nakita ko na.
Tapos hindi ba bagay sa mukha ko?
Hindi.
Talaga? I'm so sad. Hindi bagay sa akin ang curly hair. Pero nung panahon na natutuwa ako sa itsura ko kasi parang naging payat yung mukha ko. Hindi mo ba napapansin?
Oh my God!
Sige na nga, turuan na lang natin mga kababayan natin. How about the curly hair? Paano sabihin sa Mandarin?
卷头发, curly hair. 卷头发, curly hair.
Okay. Merong mga tao, nagpapakulot talaga sila ng buhok para maging curly hair sila. Pero meron naman yung tinatawag na natural curly hair. Paano naman yung sabihin sa Mandarin?
自然卷, natural curly hair. 自然卷, natural curly hair.
Yes. Pero tandaan nyo mga kababayan, after natin magpa-kulot o kaya magpa-straight ng buhok, kailangan din natin magpa-hot oil kasi masyadong matigas ang buhok natin pag tayo ay nagpa-kulot or nagpa-straight. Paano sabihin sa Mandarin ang hot oil? Hair treatment.
Hufa, hair treatment. Hufa, hair treatment.
Yes. Para yun, maging malambot pa rin ang ating buhok, kaya kailangan natin magpa-hot oil. Pero yun lang ba ang ginagawa mo pag pupunta ka sa parlor?
Minsan, nagpa-nail polish ako.
Wow! Talaga naman, nagpa-nail polish pa.
Yes!
Sige, paano naman sabihin ang nail polish sa Mandarin?
指甲油, nail polish. 指甲油, nail polish.
Karamihan sa Pilipinas, merong mga ganyan services kasama na yung nail polish. Pero sa Taiwan, medyo unti-unti na rin nagkakaroon. Before, walang ganyan. Kaya lang nagdagdagan kasi para dumami ang kanilang source of income nila. Kaya nagdagdag na rin sila ng nail polish. Pero sa Taiwan, usually nakikita natin magkahiwalay siya, di ba?
Yes.
Pag nail polish, talagang puro nail polish. Kasi dito sa Taiwan, ang dami-daming klaseng style ng nail polish. Hindi lang yung gel or yung ordinary nail polish. Meron pa silang mga art na nail polish, katulad ng French, di ba? French style na nail polish.
Yes.
Kaya maraming mga klase siya. Ginawa na lang ng mga Taiwanese ay iisa na lang siyang shop. Kaya ganun, hindi siya nakahalo doon sa mga salon. Okay? Sige nga, Miss Amber, pwede mo ba ulitin lahat yung mga tinuro natin?
Nong tou fa, hair salon. Nong tou fa, hair salon. 直头发, straight hair. 直头发, straight hair. 卷头发, curly hair. 卷头发, curly hair. 自然卷, natural curly hair. 自然卷, natural curly hair. 护发, hair treatment. 护发, hair treatment. 指甲油, nail polish. 指甲油, nail polish.
Wow, ang dami ata natin tinuro sa mga kababayan na yun. Kaya ngayon malapit na mag-Chinese New Year. Kailangan lahat tayo ay maayos para sumali tayo sa mga weya. Diba? Kaya punta na tayo, gamitin na natin yung mga tinuro sa atin ni Miss Amber ngayon para magkaroon tayo ng maganda at maayos na outfit. Kasama na rin syempre yung ating hair and nail polish. Okay? Sige po, Miss Amber, meron ka pa bang gusto sabihin?
We wish you a happy, happy new year.
Yes! Maraming salamat po!
See you next week!
Touring ng iyong sariling naghahawi ng ulam.
以上节目与广告是由劳动部劳动力发展署委托制播的菲律宾 Tagalog 语广播节目宾至如归飞向马尼拉，感谢收听，下次空中再会。
Ang programang Feel at Home ka dito ay handog ng Ministry of Labor Workforce Development Agency at binuunang Taiwan Broadcasting Company 宾至如归飞向马尼拉。 Maraming salamat po sa pakikinig ninyo.